The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views depicted in this material are for informational purposes only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2,
Wow. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How was your 4th of July?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That's seems like we're talking about 4th of July. Feels like it was forever ago now, doesn't it?
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's in the rearview mirror.
It is, right? Yeah. It really does feel like that. And, you know, because, I mean, heck, I guess we're into the second weekend of July here now, and you know we're rocking and rolling along, and it's certainly hot outside, that's for sure. We've got our summertime weather here, to say the least, and you know, that's what it is. Everybody's in full summertime mode now.
Yeah, it's been hot, there's no doubt about it, and time is flying by when you think about it. It's just, I know
the other day. And I said to them, I don't want to hear it. Don't even start talking about it yet. Is the kids brought up school? And I'm like, don't even be bringing school up yet, okay? School's not starting for 2 months. Don't even bring it up.
Yeah, why are they bringing school up for?
I don't know why. They were talking about they didn't get their schedules yet or what have you. Okay, I'm like, yeah. You don't even worry about that. You're not getting those until the middle of August.
Right,
so
right.
Forget about it,
yeah.
All right? Don't even bring it up. So, but busy out there doing all the, you know, the fun stuff that, you know, summertime has to offer out there and enjoying the nice weather. That's for sure. I know the Jersey Shore's rocking and rolling. People are down there and enjoying their vacations and having a good time. And I mean, I guess if you were down there this week, you got a really good one.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
Good one to be down the shore. What do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, I think the big story of the week is that the, inflation finally showed a negative number, first time since 2020. So it looks like we may be heading backwards in the world of inflation, which means rates could be cut.
Straight up honest question.
Just reading the tea leaves.
Do you believe the number?
Sure.
I don't.
Sure.
I don't. You're gonna get adjusted and it's gonna come in. Mm. I just think. Listen, negative inflation's not good, don't forget.
No,
that's deflation.
But the point is that I think the whole inflationary scenario, and I think they're kind of itching to cut rates, you mm-hmm. know, and I think this kind of opens the door a little bit. Now, whether the number, like you said, they come out with these numbers and they get rechanged 2 months later. Oh, by the way, back in July, that wasn't really the number all the time, but I think it kind of opens the door a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the,
I think they want to. That's my point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen. We've got, you know, a whole bunch of economic reports, and, you know, we get a lot of mid-year stuff. And we got a great one out by our broker-dealer, as a matter of fact, our mid-year report, which we can offer out to our listeners here if you'd like to see, you know, what the mid-year report and the outlook of our broker-dealer is. Just pick the phone up and give a call, 855-262-3722. We'd be happy to send that out to you, and we're going to talk about it a little bit further in the show here as well, but I want to put that out there right now. It's a really good piece, and I think that, you know, you should take advantage of it. And, you know, you could also, if you want to, you could drop a text message to 732-340-1459 and let us know you'd like a copy of it. We can reach out to you and get your information and send it out to you that way too. But to circle back, Mike, to your point here is that, yeah, it does really start to open up the door and open up the eyes a little bit to a cut of interest rates coming later in the year. And one of the things in the economic report that we are offering out to the people there is that they are projecting that the economy is going to slow down in that report, and they are projecting that we're going to get interest rate cuts.
Yeah, well, there you go. Right. Kind of all makes sense, you know. And but, you know, so we said, I mean, what do you want to talk about? Well, I think that that was a pretty big economic news of the week as far as the markets go. You know, like you said, here we are July, in the middle of July, and, you know, the June numbers came home. Most people are receiving their statements right by now. Taking a look, it looks like the year's been pretty good so far. And you know, what's up for the second half of the year? Well, already, right? We know we have a presidential election. We look like inflation's starting to tame a little bit. They're talking about interest rate cuts. So what does that all mean for the listener, the second half of the year?
Well, Mike, you know, it means a lot.
Yeah.
And it and last few shows, right, we've been talking about the fact that a lot of our listeners out there and a lot of people in general are sitting with account values that they have never seen before in their lifetime. Mm. Right? All-time highs. Mm. All-time highs. And the worrisome thing to me is the lack of attention that they're paying to that fact that you now have, for a lot of people out there, you now have more money than you've ever had in your lifetime. For a lot of people, more money you ever thought you would have in your lifetime. And they're just not addressing the management of it and paying attention to the risk levels and all that stuff because, you know, we've seen, unfortunately, right over our career, we've seen some people who have not paid attention to that and their, you know, desires for a certain level of retirement or retirement date have gotten, you know, destroyed or blown up over the years because they didn't pay attention to what they had and they had more risk than they knew they had. And I think that there's a lot of people out there right now then that's the current circumstance. And we just got to keep, I guess, singing the song to the mic and telling them, you got to pay attention to this. You got to let us sit down with you and go over it because you could unknowingly have a large level of risk inside your portfolio that's not appropriate for you and your circumstance.
That's correct, Doug. You know, and great point because, you know, it's that old saying, something happened along the way. You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, it's this newfound wealth. And like I just said, it's new. And people don't know how to handle it. And what do I do? What's my next move? Should I make a move? Should I not make a move? You kind of get, you know, a little bit of the deer in headlights, you know, to say. And you know, when it comes to retirement, you just can't sit there. You know what I'm saying? You have
right.
to, what's your plan? How much income are you going to need? This thing has to flow, you know, and you just can't, you know, just, okay, well, I'll deal with it down the road.
You know what the issue is, Mike? I think one of the issues is that you said it's newfound wealth. It's not.
Okay.
Because it's been gradually increasing over the years, right? It wasn't, I'm not talking about an
right.
inheritance.
Right.
Right? This isn't
yeah.
newfound wealth.
Right.
And here's the problem is that when you're watching it go gradually up like that, you're watching it, you get used to it, And when the markets are doing well and you are not getting, you know, when you're getting rewarded for taking risk, that's great on the upside. The problem is when the downside comes. Now, I know that, you know, everybody's, you know, a lot of people out there are projecting interest rate cuts. And typically what comes with an interest rate cut is sometimes a good market performance. But also there's been times in the past when it didn't come with a good market performance. When an interest rate cut, people said, uh-oh, economy's slowing down. Companies may start making less mm-hmm. money. Market could go negatively. And that's my fear here, is that people have run it all up as it was going on here, and we're at levels right now, and they're not paying attention to it. They're being, you know, lazy about it, and we've seen this in the past, and that laziness can come and bite you in the rear end, and we don't want that to happen.
Kind of crazy, right, when you think about it. It's always we're always working the opposite. When
yep.
when inflation was high and the economy is doing well, they were looking to slow it down, and then now it looks like things are slowing down, but they got to make sure it doesn't slow down too much. They got to get it regulated right to the right level. They're always trying to hit that right level, which is not an easy thing to do with an economy as big as ours.
No, it's not an easy thing to do. And what the problem is for the average person out there who's listening to the show is not only what it happens to the economy, That's one thing. The market and the economy are two entirely different things, right? They don't always move in lockstep. And what's concerning me is the economy always concerns us, right? But what's concerning me now is the level of the markets. And I'm not saying that I anticipate that the markets are going down, but what I am saying is that a lot of you have been rewarded for taking risk that you didn't know you probably even had, and your accounts are sitting at values that are at levels that you, for many people, never imagined they'd have, never thought they'd have. And, you know, for many people, Mike, it's several million dollars now. And they're not putting plans in place, and it's no way to run your financial house without having a strategy in place. And we keep speaking about it over and over and over again because it really is that important.
Yeah, it truly is. And, you know, Doug, you made a great point, too, about the economy and rates and all that, the economy and the market. Is that I do remember a period, don't ask me what years it was, and I'm sure you're going to say you remember, there was a time that the economy really wasn't doing well, but the market was doing fantastic.
Right.
And I remember when you talked just to a lot of people, they're like, yeah, well, doesn't do me any good. You know, like, I don't have a lot of money in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's periods of time in history, economic history, will show you that the market's doing great, but the economy's really in the dump. So, you know, you don't know what to make of it, but you're right about one thing, though. You got to focus on yourself a little bit, and everything you just said holds true, and that's where your mind should be.
It should be, and, you know, we want to remind you that you are, whether you like it or not, you're the CEO of a financial company. You're the CEO of your own financial company, and if you don't have the skill set to run that company properly, you better make sure that you have good help to make sure that that retains its profitability and continues on a path of being an ongoing concern. Because we've told the stories over the years where we have seen people, like, you know, we can go back to all the way in the late 1990s, I remember, Mike, when a client came in and was loaded with individual shares of Lucent stock. And at that point in time, we told them, listen, we think you should diversify out, not because we knew that Lucent was going to go into tank or anything of that nature, just because it's not smart to not have a strategy in place. And it's certainly not smart to have all your eggs in one basket like that. So, and the person didn't listen.
No.
And we know how that story ended up.
Yeah.
So don't let that story end up that way to you guys.
Yeah, the concentration was just way out of whack on that situation. And, you know, and you're right, you got to apply that to the other phases or the other, you know, how you invest. And that's always a smart thing to keep your eye on.
And the other part is that, Mike, there's a lot of people listening right now that'll say, yeah, well, that's not me. I don't have a lot of individual, you know, one company stock. And that may be true. And actually, we're seeing fewer and fewer people, you know, that we come across that have that, right?
Yeah, that was the trend back in the day.
It was, because they would get a lot of bonuses or they would buy through payroll deduct on a discount or what have you. It was very common, especially in this area of the country, where we would see people with large pharmaceutical holdings, right? Because we have some big pharmaceutical companies in the area, right? We have
telephones.
Telephones, as well as Exxon. We saw a lot of people that had a lot of Exxon shares, right? So, but that's okay. If you don't have that, that doesn't mean that you still don't have a lot of risk, because you could, your asset allocation inside of your overall money situation could be carrying a lot of overall risk that you don't even realize and you're not paying attention to because it doesn't have an individual company name to it. But you could own a whole bunch of very similar types of stocks in your portfolio through, you know, a mutual fund, an ETF, whatever your investment, you know, instruments may be, and that could be presenting a problem for you.
Absolutely, Doug. That's something a lot of people are totally not aware of, right? Because it's not one individual stock, and that's, you know, that happens.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, don't mistake what we're saying here for gloom and doom, because that's not us. We're never gloom and doom, and we're never overly optimistic, right? We're very pragmatic and practical about our approach to this. And, you know, middle of the road is kind of where we want to be. And, you know, we're conservative by nature, and that's just where we want to, you know, make sure that the clients have strategies in place, that, you know, allocations in place, things that are just in line with who you are and who you want to be and the lifestyle that you want to live. Because let's face it, most of the people listening to the program on the shows that we are either retired or approaching retirement age. That's just the demographics of the stations that we're on. So we do need to speak about this stuff on a regular basis, and we do need to speak to you, the listener, specifically about this.
Great point. That's a great point, Doug. And, you know, the other thing, too, Doug, is I just look at it as any day you take a prudent step, you know, into your financial affairs, it's a win. It's as simple as that. You know, it's always good to do something, the things you're talking about, what can I do to improve my situation? We've had that many times. We've seen people come through the door, very successful, but they want a second opinion. They want a second set of eyes on it. They want a partner to work forward, to go work with together. It happens all the time.
Right, because it makes sense. It's the prudent thing to do.
Right.
You know? So, all right, we're going to hop to a break, and we will be right back, folks.
If you're like many people, you know that you should really be working with a financial professional to help take care of your money. But if you are like many people, you simply don't know who to turn to or what to even discuss when it comes to your money. This is why you should call Wealth Management Group. You see, the two guys you're listening to on this radio show right now aren't just radio show hosts. They actually work with people like us to help with our money. These guys have been helping people for over 30 years with various financial topics, depending on what is important to each client. So this is what we need to ask ourselves. Are we doing what we need to do with our money? Do we know if what we have is right for us? Are we doing the best things for our family? Wouldn't it be a good idea to sit down with Wealth Management Group and talk with one of the guys? Pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722 to schedule a time to meet. Wealth Management Group has offices in Clark, Toms River, and Florham Park. They make house calls too. Give a call right now. You'll be glad you did. 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, Mike and I come out here this week and every week to talk to you about financial stuff. We say we'll talk to you about financial stuff because we'll talk to you about anything that has to do with your money to see if we can help guide you in the right direction to accomplishing your goals and objectives. I want to remind you that we are always available for a complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation. And we have offices in Clark, New Jersey, in Toms River, in Florham Park. And we make house calls, and we'll do virtual, whatever's easiest for you. But we got to remind you that you need to call us. We can't call you. And in order to take advantage of the opportunity, just pick the phone up and give a call to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up and give us a call. And we are definitely here to help you and get you going in the right direction. And, you know, see what we could do. And also, I got to let people know that now we have an office in Paramus. So we can, you know, see you in Paramus as well. So, you know, any of those locations, give us a call. We're happy to get together with you. Anything specific you want to talk about here, Mike?
No, nothing per se specific. I think it is kind of important to talk about something like we kind of talked about earlier. We're halfway through the year.
Right.
And that brings up, what have you done for yourself so far this year? You know, people have a way of just procrastinating months, quarters, years, time after time. And we haven't really talked about what does procrastination do? You know what I'm saying? And I think when you're halfway through the year, and like you said, maybe the results are good. Maybe you're at a record all-time high.
Right.
But what have you done for yourself is really the question, folks. And you know, Doug, it's almost like I feel like sometimes we need to motivate people. We need to get them to take that first step. You know, it's not like that they don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
They just, like you say, either they don't know how, you know, they're procrastinating. Oh, we got to go down to the shore. We're doing this. We're doing that. And they're not taking care of their financial futures or their financial homes. And to me, I think sometimes doing nothing, people think in financial world, like I do something and either I win and I see my higher, I make a profit, or I lose and
Well, yeah. Well, that's they think gambling.
Yeah, you're right. They equate it to gambling, but I think the point is, I think sometimes procrastination. Okay. Classic case. We say it week in, week out. They're tired of hearing it. We've been telling people money at the bank. They have sums of money sitting at like a terrible interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
That basically everybody, or you, not everybody, but you could be doing better. So you're procrastinating. Yeah, your money didn't go down. You know, your $50,000 right. is still $50,000. But maybe then you should have been $52,500
mm-hmm.
if you had a 5% rate.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? I don't know how deep you want to go with this.
Well, how about if I jump in and give you a story about a client that I spoke to this week?
That'd be great.
And about where procrastination can come in and bite you in the fanny a little
yeah.
bit. So spoke to a client this week, and she hadn't spoken to her in a few months, and told me that I'd spoke to her at the beginning of the year. So I just spoke to her again for a half year. She likes to have every 6 months conversation. Okay. Hmm. So I spoke to her at the very beginning of the year. Didn't speak to her until now. And said, what's new? Oh, well, lost my job back in February. All right. Well, how come you didn't call me and tell me?
Yeah.
No big deal. I was getting a severance and, you know, what have you. All right, fine. My unemployment's going to be running out. I need to, you know, get. All right, fine. So go over the whole situation with her. And she's like, oh, yeah, and that credit card bill, you know, is going up. And I'm like, credit card bill? What's going on? Oh, yeah, I got a $14,000 balance on my credit card right now.
Whoa, okay.
I'm like, why do you have a $14,000 credit, you know, balance on your credit card? She said, well, you know, when I stopped working and then I went down to unemployment, I didn't have enough money, you know, coming through the door, so I've been using my credit card. So I said, why didn't you call me and tell me? This woman has plenty of money with us. I said, I start sending you money out on a, you know, on a weekly, monthly, every 2 weeks, however often you want it. I don't want you building up, you know, credit card debt. I said, do me a favor, pull out that credit card bill and look at what the interest rate is. 19 and change.
Wow.
I'm like, all right, I'm going to send you the money to clean that bill up.
Yep.
All right. And now I'm going to start to send you additional dollars on a monthly basis. Now, just a circumstance, Mike, here where very easily could understand why that credit card got built up like that. But the reality of the situation is it happened because she procrastinated calling me and letting me know about a life change, right? That's something that you should let us know about as soon as possible. So the procrastination caused that. And while it's not the end of the world and she has money and she's paying interest on that money unnecessarily. And so that's an example of where procrastination could bite you in the fanny.
And probably a little stressed out, too, as the credit card bill was climbing.
Oh, sure.
You know, because I don't care what you say. One of the biggest sources of stress in the financial industry is credit card debt.
Right? Well, it's cash flow through your house, right?
Yeah. You know, and the point is, you know, it's interesting, Doug, right? So it's the human psychology, the human nature. And we see this with our clients, right? Like you're saying, here's somebody that lost a job in February and didn't pick up the phone.
Right.
Then we have people that are like, boom, right on the spot. You know, and it's always interesting to me, like, I don't know, is the word motivate? What motivates somebody and what doesn't motivate somebody in the financial world or in their financial situation? Is it their demeanor? Is it that they're laid back and they're not stressed out and it's like, okay, everything's going to be okay and we'll get to it? And then, you know, the type A, as they like to say in psychology, is stressed out and on it and this got to get fixed and this got to get done yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really interesting how, you know, and I say this to you all the time, right? And we say it on the air all the time. Yeah, got to put a good plan in place. We got to do all the right things, take all the right steps. But so much of what we do is really, we call it partnering, being a coach.
Right.
It's psychological, right? I mean, you and I haven't been getting these phone calls lately. Market's been doing okay. But the minute the market goes in a tank, you know, I'm thinking, like, should I rip everything out? Should I do, you know, start making crazy moves that shouldn't be made?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it'll be I always find that, Doug, when there's a tough period, a tough stretch of the market, tough stretch of the economy, we almost have to become psychologists and get people refocused. And when they call, and it's not a lot of people,
no,
but it'll be, you know, a handful, a few people. and you got to get them psychologically back on stride. They completely go off the rails. So, you know, so to me, when I talk about motivation, I talk about, you know, the psychology of the coaching, I think this is a whole element, a whole world separate from the actual products and the plans and all the work that needs to be done. That has to be. So I think the two have to collide and create the best scenario possible for the client.
Yeah, I think that what people need to understand, listen, there's a lot of competition out there for what people think we do.
Right.
There's very little competition out there, in my opinion, for what we actually do. Like, what we actually do is, like Mike said, we kind of coach you. We're there for you. We're like a confidant, you know, somebody you can turn to and ask all kinds of questions. Now, I know that a lot of people have experiences in their lifetime where they'll own some investments with somebody, and every time they pick the phone up to call the person tries to sell them something.
Right.
Right? So that's a bad experience. And that's why I think one of the reasons that people have, you know, a preconceived notion inside of their head, whereas when you call our office, we try to solve the problem. Right? That's what we are. We're problem solvers, right? And I think that we are also attempt to take advantage of opportunities, try to be opportunistic when there's an opportunity that's there. And by the way, opportunity doesn't necessarily mean, you know, hey, we're going to make a bazillion dollars on this investment. That's not what opportunity means. Opportunity means, hey, we could improve the interest rate on your money over here. Hey, we could reduce the interest rate on your debt over here. Like, those are opportunities. An opportunity doesn't always have to be a grand slam home run kind of, you know, make me rich circumstance. It's what opportunities are facing people right now out there in the marketplace, in the financial world, and are you doing everything you can to take advantage of that opportunity that's there?
Yeah, and an example of something that's, I'll say it was in the past, I don't remember when, but that's like, okay, the market's in a tough way. It's a tough year, but interest rates are going down, down, down. And you and I were on the show telling people, hey, if you have mortgage, chance of a lifetime, go refinance. You know, debt, go, you know, let's take a look at the debt. Just doing things like that. We'll tell people back in the day when the estate tax was a lot lower,
mm-hmm.
telling people, get your wills, get the proper documents drafted, get the proper verbiage in your will. So there's always somewhere, I mean, even though you may wake up and say, most people wake up and say, oh, geez, market was down 500 today. This mm-hmm. is a bad year. This is a bad week. There's so much more to it than that.
Right.
You know, and it's a matter of keeping people psychologically in tune, keep them off the edge, the ledge, if you will, walk them off the ledge, as they say. That type of stuff that has to go on for their planning and their just holding it all together.
Right. And, you know, we've got a process here at Wealth Management Group that really allows us, in my opinion, to be that, you know, that person for you to just turn to and just have conversations about. I mean, listen, how many people have in-depth conversations with Social Security, you know, with their clients? Like, if you've got an investment account someplace where it's just an investment account, you're probably not having these Social Security conversations with people. And yet here we are on the daily having Social Security conversations with people, you know. And it's just something that's really important and needs to be paid attention to. And there's nothing in it for you and I for Social Security.
I'm laughing because you and I have had numerous conversations on the air. We've hosted dinners about Social Security, the biggest decision of possibly your financial life, right? Not botching it, making the right move, what's best for you, what's best for your wife, your spouse, etc. And I was just getting ready to say, Doug, we don't make a dime off of Social Security.
Right.
Okay? But we get it. It's an important component to your retirement. We understand that. And same way as your pension planning and stuff like that. Those are big moments. You know, that's the other thing too, Doug, is you could sleep a little bit if you want through many days of your financial life, but there's key moments that, boy, you better be awake and you better get it right. Because if you botch it, that's bad.
Yeah. I mean, it can have a very, very long-term negative impact on, you know, on your overall situation and your circumstance. And when we get into the what have you been up to lately part, I'm going to tell another story about a client that I met with this week where we went over this in depth in the whole Social Security thing. And, you know, it's just, it's really that important to do. And it's where, you know, it all comes together, folks. It really does, you know, our process of taking you through all these different steps of your financial life. You know, our goal is not necessarily to make you the richest person in the world. Our goal is to make you a happy person living the life you want to live, and hopefully not having any financial worries in your life. That's what we want to do.
Well, that's another great point right there when we talk about the psychology of it. We know plenty of people that make a lot of money and are completely unbelievably stressed out, and they're a financial disaster.
Yep.
Okay?
Yes.
And then there's people, you always say about retirement, what's that phrase that George Foreman, whatever you like to say about, you know, what age should I retire?
George Foreman once said, it's not at what age you want to retire, it's at what income you want to retire at.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of people could retire immediately today if they want to live off a dollar a month, right? Yeah. But that's not reality, so you need to sit down and have a strategy in place for it.
But there's so many people, when they go to retire, they're very happy with their lifestyle, and they're going to have that in their ways, and that's what they want. And then there's people that just completely live outside of their lifestyle. It's a disaster.
Mm-hmm. And then there's another, you know, and we'll talk about this, another facet of people who are just deathly afraid of running out of money, even though they don't need to have that fear. You know, it's not really a legitimate fear for them in their life.
That's a tough one for us, isn't it? I mean, when I sit down with clients and they're doing so well, and I recently had a client in for a review in early 50s, and they're talking about retirement planning and doing great, doing mm-hmm. fabulous. And they just, you almost feel like they're not in tune with how fabulous they're doing.
Right.
Like worrying a little too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right, let's hop to a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about what we've been up to lately. We'll be right back, folks.
Hey, Pete, what's going on? You look worried.
I'm not worried. I'm just confused. I don't know what to do about my business when I'm not here anymore. As you know, my son Mark is running the place now.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a great job. So what's the problem?
Well, my daughter is doing a terrific job, too, raising her children. A much harder job. But she doesn't do anything with the business, so Mark really deserves to get the business. But if I do that when I die, they won't receive an equal inheritance.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, that is an issue. But, you know, I hear that Doug and Mike over at Wealth Management Group help business owners with such issues. I understand that they have a team of people who understand the issues that people who own their own businesses face, just like this one. In fact, I'm pretty sure I heard them speak about this exact issue on the radio. Let me give you their number, 732-340-1410. Write it down, 732-340-1410.
Okay, I got it. 732-340-1410. I'm going to call them right now. Thanks. 732-340-1410.
Thank you for calling Wealth Management Group. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to set up an appointment.
Wealth Management Group is designed to help you with any financial issue you face. With offices in many locations and their house call option, it makes them very easy to work with. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Once again, 732-340-1410. Call now.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And again, our phone number is 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. You can pick the phone up anytime you want and schedule a complimentary consultation. We've got offices in Clark, Toms River, Florham Park. We've got one in Paramus now. We're old school. We'll do a home appointment with you. We're modern day. We'll do a virtual if you like that. You know, whatever's easiest for you. And we're also now have another way to get in touch with us. And you could drop a text message to 732-340-1459. That's 732-340-1459. You could drop a text and say, hey, I'd like to get together. We can, reach back out to you, and we'll schedule, you know, a time to get together. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible for you guys, because we want to help as many of you as we possibly can.
Yep.
So you want to kick off? What have you been up to? Or you want me to?
Good.
All right. So this week I had a client come in who works for Verizon and was offered a package to leave. Okay. So now One of the things is that doesn't have a pension. All right. Mm. So now this is starting to happen. In the past, we'd see a lot of places offer buyout packages to people who had pension plans.
Right.
And they would get a buyout on their pension and their 401k and all that stuff. Not the situation here now, right? Not a pension eligible person. So came in and said, and they're 64 years old, and said, okay, can we do this? So we started going through it and pulled out the Social Security statements and started going through. And I looked at her and I go, you need to tell me what you want to do. Like in your gut, you're like, what do you want to do? Do you want to stop working? Do you want to continue to work? You know, and she said, I don't want to stop working. Right. But what I'm afraid of is they told us that if they don't get the right amount of people to retire, you know what they're going to do, right?
Chop.
Right. They're going to have a reduction in force. So, you know, I'm on the, you know, on the fence with this. And we went through the numbers and we went through the Social Security. And this is a circumstance, Mike, where I had to say to them, I do not think it's in your best interest to go. You know, you can make the ultimate decision. But when we look at this and they were giving for every year you were there, 3 weeks salary as severance. So this is a significant sum of money, you know, for this person. Well over $100,000, below $200,000. And said, you know, and with your 401k balance and your Social Security, listen, you'll get by for a little while here, but that taking your Social Security now, I think, is going to bite you in the fanny, you know, in the long run. So we had to have a discussion and, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, it's our job to lay it out to you. It's not our job to make your decision for you, but it's our job to go over everything. And I think in this case, she's not going to take the retirement package. And, you know, but this is a circumstance where that was the advice. The advice was, I don't think that you can pull it off right now.
You know, it's funny, Doug, you say that. I had a case earlier in the year, very, very, very similar. And it was the same thing. And it was like, I want to go in June.
Mm-hmm.
And we ran all the numbers and we did all the scenarios of what you have, what he currently has, the 401k, pensions, going through the whole thing. And it just wasn't there for what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the can had to be kicked down the road. Now, it's going to be okay. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be a nice retirement, but just couldn't happen at 62. The numbers don't lie.
One of the big issues for these guys was the COBRA payment.
Yeah.
The medical insurance payment. That's what.
You said 64, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to watch. So if it's before 65 and Medicare,
yep.
is not involved, that's a chunk.
And for these folks, it was about $2,000 a month.
Oof.
Yeah. You know, so that's all, you know, it was a lot of money. When you added in everything, continued their medical, they continued their dental and their vision and everything. You know, it was a significant amount of money on a monthly basis. And I said, you know, that's kind of. It's problematic.
And here's another thing, too, Doug, for folks, is that sometimes they're going to move, but they're not yet. You know what I'm saying? And the current house is too much. There's too much expense there for the retirement money they're going to have in. They acknowledge, yes, we're going to move. We're going to, you know, downsize and even take that money and, you know, all that type of thing. But sometimes it's just not the right scenario. And I mean, you know, and I got to tell you, Doug, I think the percentage of when people – try to retire and come in is very, very high. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you're good. You know, matter of fact, because most people come in thinking, I can't yet. And it's like, well, what are you talking about? You know, you got plenty here, they think. But there are scenarios. And like you said, I had one earlier in the year and it is what it is. You know,
it's funny that you say about the moving part, because one of the things that they did bring up was like, you know, we've been thinking about moving to Delaware. We like Delaware. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll just do that. And I go, hold on a second. Okay. So now like, this deal's on the table right now. So, like, you're going to sell your house immediately and move to Delaware. You're going to uproot and change your entire life right now.
Yeah.
I go, if I were you guys, I'd think about that a little bit, you know, because you're leaving all your friends. You're leaving everybody. You're leaving your entire life the way you know it right now. And you're like, whoop, I'm in Delaware now.
Yeah.
You know, and I go, I don't think that, don't try to make it happen.
And that leads to what we always talk about, what's your retirement going to look like? Okay, so you're going to pack up, sell the house, and go, but now you're not, I'm just assuming, you're not around family, you're not around friends, activities, you don't have the job anymore. That's a big social shock, if you will. And you know, You get mad when I say this, but you got to measure three times sometimes before you cut.
Yeah, I don't get mad. I don't get mad. I agree with you.
Tell me twice, but I do three. I throw an extra one in there.
Right.
I'm not so good with the ruler.
Yeah. So, you know, but when you get down to it and you think about it, so then another thing that I brought up to these people, and, you know, we could change the topic in a minute if you want to, is I said, how long have you been living in your house? Like about 40 years. I go, you have 40 years of stuff to go through, you know, before you move. They're like, oh, you are 100% correct.
40 years of memories.
Whatever. You still got to go through it before you move.
Yeah.
Right?
Agreed.
You know, and that's what it is. And they started laughing. I go, oh, yeah. You know, the basement's packed. You know, the attic. There's plenty of stuff up in the attic. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff that, you know, that you need to take into consideration. So, and that, you know, also is another reason why we urge people to come in ahead of time. Because if moving to a different location is on your radar and it's something you want to do, well, listen, we have processes to go through to help you transition your retirement and get ready for that kind of stuff. So it's not a knee-jerk reaction. You know, you should start to explore these things beforehand and check them out. And, you know, one of the things that I'm a big proponent of, Mike, is that if you think you want to go live somewhere, I think you ought to go rent there for an extended period of time before you
idea.
If you can pull it off, right?
Yeah.
You know, you think you want to go live in Florida? You know, go rent there for two straight months.
Yeah.
Live there for two straight months beforehand and see how that goes.
Yeah.
Some people love it.
No.
And some people are like, nah, I don't think I can do it.
Know, January, February, March is a lot different than July and August. You know what I'm saying? But down in Florida. But, you know, Doug, that's an interesting thing, too, is we talk about retirement. We try to get the people in. We try to get them started, you know, in their 50s, ready to go. The couple I had in a couple weeks ago, I told them flat out, corporate America's cruel. They agreed. You know, I said, okay, everything's great. We're looking great. But what happens if something happens? Like, we're in that 9 to 10 year window right now because they were younger. What happens if something goes wrong along the way? What happens, you know, you go in 2 months from now and they say, oh, guess what? We're downsizing. If, you know, if people don't take the offer, we'll make the offer for you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that, you know, I don't want to say you don't see them happening. You just, until it happens, it didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? They think it won't happen. I'm okay. I've had this job for 30 years. But we've talked to so many people that are out there in corporate America that after 25, 24, 30 years, bam.
Right.
So.
Well, listen. Like the person I spoke of, the lady I spoke of earlier in the show when we were talking about it, she didn't anticipate getting laid off at the beginning of the year.
No.
It just happened.
Right.
You know, so that's a big part of it. And, you know, also, we've spoken, you know, there's a lot of people out there, Mike, who just don't know if you can do it. And that's the problem, right? There's a lot of people out there, I'm trying to think of a word to say, where you just don't know if you are able to retire or set up to do it or not. And that's a problem because we've had plenty of people come through the door and say, yeah, I really can't do it. And to your point you said earlier, like, why can't you do it?
Yeah.
Who said you can't do it? You absolutely can do it. What do you mean I can do it? Here, let me show you how we could structure this setup for you so that you could, you know, have the income that you desire.
Those are my favorite cases because when they come in, they're stressed out. They're complaining about the job. They're not sure. They don't think they can. And when you sit down with them, you know, every time it's like you and I have told new clients, go on your way. Go do what you got to do. Retire whenever you're ready. You're good. And by the way, if they come to you and say they're chopping, make sure you get yourself a nice package too before you go.
Right.
And call me, you know, like literally, like if they come to, just call me that day. Well, you know, and that's the best scenario. And I think there's a lot of people out there, somewhere out there in the 50s, early 60s, thinking, man, that could be me. I want to retire. I'm not sure. Trust me, you need to sit down and have a plan in your pocket. You have to be three innings ahead of the game. You have to be managing the game. You know, we're in the second inning. You got to be ready to be thinking what's going to happen in the fifth and sixth.
Right. You got to be ready to have a counterpunch.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, we talk about. So what else have we been up to lately?
Yeah, you know, I think, Doug, I've been up to lately is I'm finding that, you know, the longer you and I have been practicing in this business and helping people with their plans, especially the clients that have been with us for a very long time, is that transition of like they paid off the college for their kids. They used the college plans. They used their, you know, and now it's like, okay, that's success. And it's almost like, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
And I found recently there's been a couple of different clients that I've been helping to say, okay, what are we doing next? Where's our next? Like, you were thrilled about the money we saved for colleges and everything it did for you, and the lack of debt that there is on your children and all that. What's next? And I've had clients say to me, you know, you're right, Mike. I have a daughter. You know, I know that wedding will be coming. I have, you know, this going on or that going on. Or, you know what, we're thinking about, we'd like to buy a second home. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Like there's always, in the financial world, there's a plan, but there's always transition. And if you want to, another successful mountain to climb.
Yeah, there's always, listen, you got to be ready to pivot, right?
Yeah.
And again, take advantage of opportunities that are, you know, for you. There's always, your financial life never ends. It just changes often. And that's why we say all the time that you can't have a financial plan that's completely etched in stone, right? The laws that govern the economy are going to change. Your lifestyle is going to change. Things are going to change.
Somebody's going to pass away, unfortunately.
Right. And we need to be prepared for when those circumstances take place and have you set up for that. And that's what, you know, it all comes down to. And, you know, recently, I've had a very busy week this week. That's why I'm giving a lot of examples, is that we're distributing assets out of an estate. Okay. I'm working with the executor right now to distribute assets out of an estate. And, you know, it's going very smoothly because everything we had, the client listened going into, you know, while she was still alive, and we went through the planning and, you know, understood and accepted the fact that none of us get out of here alive. Right. Mm. We're all going to die. And when we die, our stuff has to go someplace, and let's make sure that it's going to where we want it to go and how we want it to go. Now, this circumstance, as it's unfortunately set out, is there's a special needs child in the mix here. So we've also now have, you know, to make sure that there's trust assets and management of those assets that are going on and working with the trustee on it. So, but again, I just want to reiterate, it's all going very smoothly because it was all set up properly in advance. And everything's not a horror story that we tell. Sometimes things go the way they're exactly supposed to go, as long as we do the work when we have to do the work. And so my point in this conversation is just reminding everybody that when it comes to estate planning and inheritance planning, make sure that your beneficiary designations are up to date. Make sure that your will is up to date. Make sure that if you have a special needs child in your family, special needs person in your family, that everything's done properly for that. Now, the good news when it comes to special needs is that Mike and I have done quite a bit of work over the years with people that have special needs childs. If that's you, listen, one of the problems when people have special needs children is that their deck is always full. Right. Their schedule's always busy. Yeah. There's very little free time. And unfortunately, with that very little amount of free time, sometimes they tend to neglect the inheritance and the estate planning part of it. But that is a really, really important thing to do. So, you know, we've got processes in place to make that as simple as we can for you, but to make sure that it is done properly.
Great point, Doug, because, you know, not to make it into you know, you worry about the battles of today.
Right.
And you're trying to win the battles, but, you know, you got to watch. Don't lose the war, you know. And you know, it's tough. It's not easy. It takes a lot. It's demanding. But you want to just, again, be set, be know what's going to happen, and then go deal with today.
Yeah. And because, listen, especially when it comes to, I'll talk about special needs here for a couple of minutes. When it comes to planning for special needs, I always refer to them as child. I guess they're children, but a lot of them are, you know, grown, yeah. You know, and just, you know, they have special needs that need to be taken care of. And if you don't handle the inheritance of those assets properly and you don't set it up properly, they could be disqualified from government assistance. They could have to spend down all their assets and impoverish themselves before they're eligible for it again. When there's different ways, there's different strategies, different techniques to take a look at and to consider, you know, using to do this. But, you know, don't I know you're busy, and I know that many of you have your hands full when it comes to that stuff. It requires a lot of work and a lot of your attention, but just want you to know that there's some place for you to turn to and go to get help and guidance with this kind of stuff.
You're right, Doug, and when it comes to special needs, you know, again, you're talking about the legal wranglings and what, you know, government assistance and all that stuff, but the two biggest things up front, care and lifestyle.
Right.
You know, that's first and foremost right off the top of the list.
Yes.
What type of care and lifestyle are they going to have when you're gone?
Right. And how's that going to be funded and paid for?
Because, you know, what people kind of fail to forget in any stage of life is what you're willing to do and a commitment you're willing to make does not necessarily always translate to somebody else.
Unfortunately.
You know, whether it's in the work office or whatever. I mean, and so sometimes people think, well, you know, they'll be okay. Well, you got to make sure, do you have a clone there to step in the spot for everything you've done?
Yeah, and that's really hard to do, especially right. with special needs child, when with brothers and sisters. You know, a lot of people be like, oh, the brother or sister will take care of them. And I'm sure to a degree most of them will, to the best of their ability. I mean, they may have other their own family and their own obligations and things that they may have to take care of. So, you know, sitting down and doing that special needs planning is really, really important. And, you know, again, if we're talking to you right now, if it's hitting home or you know somebody who it is, you know, we can help in that scenario. You know, it's just we've got experience in there.
Sure.
So, folks, if you'd like to come in a complimentary consultation, pick the phone up, give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up, give a call. Also, if you'd like to, we've got a new option now. You can send us a text to 732-340-1459. Again, that's 732-340-1459. Drop a text and we'll get back to you and we can set it up that way. All right, we're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show as we crawl into the last leg here, Mike, I think it was a good show today. And the one thing that I want people to take, one of the things that I want people to take away from the show today, and this is really on a regular basis, is you need to take some action here, and in my opinion. And the action is to come in and sit down and have a review. That's the action. There may be no action after that.
Right.
Okay? But until we do that and take a look at it, because I want to remind you, a lot of you, I'm going to say it again, many of you listening to this show right now are sitting with more money than you ever had in your life, or more money than you may have even imagined you would ever have in your life. And what comes with that is a responsibility to make sure that it's handled properly. And that's what we're here to do. We help you take care of that. But we can't call you. You need to call us. So you got to, you know, you just got to do it.
Yeah, you know, Doug, it's like I said, too, we're halfway through the new year. There's a lot of people that had some great ideas at the beginning of the year. They were going to make changes and do a lot of stuff. And here we are halfway through it. And what have you done for yourself?
You can't call it the new year anymore, buddy.
No.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, so I mean, you know, so we talked about that. We talked about procrastination, right?
Yes.
And that may be the reason why they haven't. So there's a, you know, hopefully we got you to think about your situation. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing is take some action.
Well, yeah.
Right?
But to think and say, I need action. I need to do this. What am I doing? They're describing me.
Right. And listen, you know, you can grab your phone right now. Like, we've made it even easier. You don't even need to pick the phone up and make a telephone call. You can pick your phone up immediately and drop a text message to 732-340-1459. I'll give it again if you want to grab your phone. And you can just drop a text and say, hey, guys, I want to get together. Can you reach out and we can schedule a time? And the number for that again is 732-340-1459. And just, you know, feel free. And, you know, listen, we're doing everything we can do to be modern day, to make things as easy as possible for you guys out there. We know that people would rather text than talk anyway. So, you know, please feel free to take advantage of that.
No, and, you know, again, Doug, the message, let's get it done.
Yep. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Until next week, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
people need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy to understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money.
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
people love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes a client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start and this will never change.
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonacorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor.
LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice.
Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.